I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Dyslexia affects one out of every five people on the planet, but there's still very few state or federal policies that address the disability. I attended a recent conference at Yale University where people discussed living with dyslexia. The panelists included an Academy Award-winning movie producer, a Hollywood agent, an economist, a lawyer, and a heart surgeon. Each has dyslexia, and each has become wildly successful. The panel was hosted by the Yale Center for Dyslexia and Creativity. The center's co-director, Dr. Sally Shaywitz, provided the packed house with information on the disability, and she also dispelled a few myths. She says she often asks people to tell her what dyslexia is, and answers are often the same.
Well, those are the people who see letters and words backwards. No, that is not the answer.
Dyslexia is basically the inability to connect words on a page to sounds. Dyslexics usually have average to above average intelligence and are often creative, big picture thinkers that excel at solving problems. But the event wasn't just about the science of dyslexia, which is often described as an atypical disability that's a mixed blessing. The panelists shared deeply personal stories about growing up and not knowing what was wrong. Hollywood agent Ari Emanuel described feeling stupid because he couldn't read. Producer Brian Grazer talked about trying to reconcile getting Fs on his report card while his grandmother told him he was going to do big things. Grazer says it's easy to let dyslexia get you down, but having support is vital.
When you do have one person that can give you the confidence to not let it break you down, you will maximize yourself more than you can ever imagine.
For dyslexic children who never receive appropriate services, the consequences can be dire. The U.S. Department of Justice estimates that half of the U.S. prison population is functionally illiterate, and the likely cause is dyslexia. Until this year, dyslexia was not a defined disability. Connecticut lawmakers have approved a bill that defined dyslexia as a specific disability under which a student can receive special education services. However, there's still no federal definition. The Bipartisan Dyslexia Caucus has been working to create guidelines for schools to teach children with dyslexia. David DeRoche, WNPR News.